for inviting me here today.
感谢大家对 Dr. Joe Thomas 的邀请。
And indulging me on reading Acts 10.
也容他在这里读 使徒行传第十章。
If you don't have a good sermon today, you will at least have had an excellent reading of the scriptures.
如果今天的讲道令大家不满意的话，大家至少也读了使徒行传第十章的全部。
This is my first time speaking with a translator.
这是他第一次有人帮他在旁边翻译。
So give me grace as I learn how to do this.
所以请大家多多包涵。
So this morning, I want to talk about reconciliation as the mature fruit of our salvation.
今天讲到的主题是和解，我们救恩的果子。
Oftentimes, we think of salvation as just between God and me and being redeemed.
有时候我们在想救恩的时候，我们常常想到这是我们与神之间的事情。
But God has a grander vision for his salvation of this world.
但是上帝对于救恩，他是有一个更大的计划的。
We see this. In the book of Revelation, where in chapter 7, we have all the tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations gathered together worshiping God.
我们在启示录第七章的时候可以看到这一点，因为在那章中，圣经中记载各族的人都聚到一起来敬拜上帝。
We see this in Isaiah 11 that shows us the animal kingdom being at peace with each other.
我们在以赛亚书第十一章中也看到动物们也在一起和平相处。
And finally, we see this in Revelation 21, where there's a new heavens and a new earth and a new city.
我们在启示录第二十一章中也看到新天新地和新的国。
But God also wants us to start the work of peace and reconciliation today.
但是神对我们的指示是我们应该在这个今天开始就应该有这样子一个和解的举动。
And this can be difficult.
这不是一个简单的活。
Much easier to think of our salvation as just between God and me.
把救恩想成这只是单单我们和上帝之间的事情是一个更加容易的选择。
Rather than to think of salvation as also more than that, but also reconciliation with our family, with our brother, our sister, our mother, our father.
把和解想做是我们与我们周遭的人，我们的父母，我们的弟兄姐妹，包括是教会中的弟兄姐妹，这是一个更加难的事情。
Peace between peoples, peace between nations.
人与人之间，国与国之间的和平。
But God has showed us a great vision that's where he wants to take us.
但是上帝已经向我们显现了人与人之间的和平，国与国之间的和平才是他想看到我们去做的。
Now we live in a sinful world, so all of this won't happen in this lifetime.
我们生活在一个充满罪恶的时代地方，这些事情不会在我们有生之年发生。
But God wants us to begin.And has given us His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to do that.
但上帝想让我们至少开始做这样子的事情，在他的计划里，他已经给了我们圣灵去帮助我们。
And so in Acts 10, we get an excellent example of what God wants us to do.
在使徒行传第十章中，我们看到了神给我们启示的一个很好的例子。
When we begin the story, we have Cornelius, a Roman centurion who is having a vision.
在《使徒行传》第十章开始的时候，我们看到了该塞利亚，一个意大利营的百夫长。
And for the reader of the book of Acts and for Acts 10, we immediately think this is a gospel story that is being presented to us.
在我们看这一章的时候，我们立刻会想到这就是一个福音故事。
How am I doing?
Awesome.
Okay. And so, as the reader, We think this is where the story is going. Cornelius is going to come to faith in Christ.
所以在我们的脑子里，我们对这个故事线的理解是该塞利亚会来信主。
That is the story we're going to get in Acts 10.
这也是我们在使徒行传第十章中会看到的。
And indeed, that is a story we get in Acts 10.
这确实是那个故事。
But God wants something more, not only from Cornelius, but from Peter.
但是上帝的计划是比这个更远的，不仅仅是与该塞利亚有关，也与彼得有关。
This is the great beauty of God's work.
这就是上帝的工的奇妙之处。
When the messenger comes with a message,
当传信的人来传信时，
God not only wants to bring the message to the hearer,
上帝不仅仅想要听消息的人听到这个消息，
but God also wants to bring the message to the messenger.
上帝也想传信的人听到这个消息。
In Jesus Christ,No one escapes God's transforming power.
在耶稣基督中，没有人可以躲避开上帝改变人的能力。
And so in Acts 10, while we believe this is going to be just a simple gospel story,
所以在我们看到《使徒行传》第十章，当我们想到这就是一个简单的福音故事时，
We also see that Peter is given a vision.
我们也看到了彼得在给我们看一个异象。
And his vision is a perplexing one to him.
他的异象对于他来说很困惑。
It's such a perplexing message.
这个困惑程度。
He says, "By no means, Lord."
这个事情让他的困惑程度让他直接惊呼，这不可能。
If you received a message from the Lord,
如果你今天从上帝那里得到一个信息，
would your first response be, by no means, Lord?
你的第一个反应会是，这不可能，上帝，妈。
If God is calling us to be transformed, if he wants to change us,
如果上帝是想来改变我们，想让我们做出这些改变。
If he wants to challenge a cultural assumption we have,
如果他想来挑战一个文化上的，一个文化上的壁垒。
We might also say, "By no means, Lord."
我们也许也会向他说，这不可能的，上帝。
Because who wants to change what they think is true?
因为当我们觉得一个事情是真的时候，我们不会想到说要去改变它。
Peter, of course, is one who always states what he's thinking.
彼得是一个总是说他心上所想的人。
He has no filter.
他并没有要把事情过滤一遍再说。
This is why we love Peter.
这也是我们之所以喜欢彼得的原因。
Peter is like my mother.
彼得在很多时候像我们的老母亲一样。
And the older she gets, the less of a filter she has.
当她年纪越老迈的时候，她就开始想说什么就说什么了。
But Peter's honesty is there to cut through our own desire not to change.
但是彼得的信实也在那里让我们去揭开我们不愿意改变的这一面。
It's God's way of showing us who maybe have a better filter.
You can keep going with that sentence.
Okay. It is God's way of showing that us who have a better filter, still harbor thoughts in our heart that we don't want to change. In other words, we might not say out loud like Peter, by no means, Lord.But in our heart, we might say that.
彼得的事例也告诉我们，就是就算我们觉得自己比彼得好，自己比彼得说话更加有条理，更加有过滤的这个行为，我们心中也有一块是我们不愿意去改变的。
And so Acts 10 has several words and moments where it shows Peter's his perplexity, his confusion, his resistance.
在《使徒行传》第10章中，我们看到了一些词、一些片段，是让我们看到彼得不愿意改变的那些地方。
Peter may have no filter, but Peter is an obedient follower.
彼得也许说话口无遮拦，但是他是一个信实的信徒。
And so in his perplexity, he still follows and obeys what God asked him to do.
即使在他困惑的时候，他也是一直坚守去跟随上帝。
Verse 17, we see it says, "Now while Peter was inwardly perplexed."
在《使徒行传》第十章十七节的时候，我们看到彼得心里正在猜疑之间。
And verse 19 says, "And while Peter was pondering the vision."
十九节说，彼得还思想那异象的时候。
And so he was wrestling with this vision that God had given him that there is no unclean food in Jesus.
他脑子里还在想上帝刚刚跟他说的话，在耶稣基督里赐给我们的食物是没有不洁净的。
Imagine one of your most cherished cultural beliefs.
想象一下在你的文化当中的一个想法。
And imagine God asking you and challenging you to change that.
然后再想一下上帝跟你说话叫你去改变那个你坚守是对的的东西。
For the sake of God's greater vision of bringing everyone together in Christ.
为的是满足上帝对我们的一个伟大的计划，把所有人都带进来。
And so while Peter was pondering and was perplexed, the men from Cornelius come to his home to get him.
当彼得还不思其解的时候，该塞利亚的人到他那里去找他。
And I don't want you to miss this.
牧师不想你错过接下来他说的话。
Because it says when the men come, they explain that they're from Cornelius.
当那些人来的时候，他们对彼得解释说，我们来自该塞，我们是该塞利亚派过来的。
And they've said that they've come to get Peter so that they can hear what he has to say.
他们对彼得解释他们来的原因，说他们来是因为他们想听到彼得要对他们说的话。
In the Greek, hear what you have to say is akouste ramata.
在希腊语中，来听你说什么的翻译是 ，Can you say that word again?
Akouste ramata.
你听到了。
Akouste is acoustic, right? To hear.
Akouste 的意思是听到的意思。
And then ramata is the word.
Ramata 是那个信息。
When in the book of Acts, Ramata is used, and Akouste Ramata is used with Peter.
在使徒行传第十章中，这一整个词是用于描述彼得。
It always means that Peter is getting ready to preach the word of God, preach the gospel.
在《使徒行传》中，每一次这个词和彼得用于一起的时候，都预示着彼得将会给一条信从神而来的信息。
So this story is very complex if you're reading it for the first time.
所以这个故事应该是非常复杂的，如果你是第一次去读它的话。
At first, it looks like a simple gospel story.
在一开始，它也许听起来就像一个普通的、简单的福音故事。
And it is that.
这也是它的一层含义。
But it's much more.
但是更深的还有其他。
In our minds, we might think of this story as, here's Peter.
在我们脑中，我们可能有这样一个画面，就是这里有一个彼得。
Over here is Cornelius.
然后在这里有一个该塞利亚。
The God-fearer.
该塞利亚是一个敬畏神的人。
One who's already come part of the way towards the people of God,
该塞利亚已经在这个时候已经慢慢地走向神了。
A Gentile who has accepted the truth of the Jewish faith, the Jewish message, except for circumcision.
一个外邦人已经没有受割礼，但是已经开始信一些犹太教的东西。
And so we imagine that Cornelius then is going to come the rest of the way after Peter preaches.
所以该塞利亚就是已经往神那边走了。我们对这个故事的想法就是听完彼得说的话，该塞利亚就会奔向上帝。
From God-fearer to follower of Christ.
从对上帝存有敬畏的人变成上帝的信徒。
And God has brought him into a transformative moment with Peter.
上帝把他带到了一个可以改变他一生的地方，然后这个故事里面也有彼得的份。
But this is the surprising part of the story.
但这也是一个令人惊异的地方。
The Spirit is not just leading Cornelius this way.
圣灵对该塞利亚的引导不是单向的。
The Spirit of God is also leading Peter this way.
上帝的圣灵也把彼得往该塞利亚那边引。
So if you can imagine a transformational space where God is at work.
Can you keep that sentence going?
Where God is at work, what we see is that Cornelius has been brought into that space from this way, and Peter has been brought in from this direction.
所以如果我们脑中有这样一个画面，就是有一个空间，是上帝圣灵所倾注到的，然后该塞利亚从一边过来，彼得从另外一边过来，他们在这里相遇。
Cornelius wants to hear the message.
该塞利亚想听到这个信息。
Peter wants to share the message.
彼得想去分享这个信息。
But Peter's movement into this transformative space is difficult.
但是彼得进入这样一个信息分享的区域是更加难的。
It's made more difficult when Peter enters into Cornelius' home and Cornelius falls at his feet.
当彼得进入该塞利亚的家，该塞利亚向他跪下时，这个对于彼得来说这就更难了。
And worships him.
该塞利亚跪下，然后敬拜了彼得。
Cornelius is still a Gentile.
该塞利亚在这时候还是一个外邦人。
But Peter's response is what any good Jew would do and commands Cornelius to get right back up.
彼得所做的事情是任何犹太人的在那个时候都会做的，他叫该塞利亚赶紧站起来。
Peter says, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation."
What verse is that?
Verse 28.
彼得对该塞利亚说，你们知道犹太人和别国人的亲近来往本是不合理的。
The word nation there in the Greek means foreigner.
Keep going.
It is an insult word that a Jew would use for a foreigner.
在这里别国这个词对于如果是一个犹太人对于外邦人来用的话，它其实是一个很不友好的词。
Peter is confused and in many ways does not want to be there.
彼得这个时候很困惑，他并不想在这个地方。
And yet he is being obedient.
但他仍然对于上帝的指示很尊崇。
But he's forgetting what Jesus has said to him in Matthew 28.
但他忘记了耶稣在马太福音二十八节对他说的话。
To go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of all the nations.
上帝给他耶稣给他的指令是去传福去各国传福音。
To understand this correctly, what's going on in this passage, one must understand that Peter is still thinking as foreigners in an insulting way, and God is calling him to understand that Gentiles are on the same level as he is.
在这一节中, 彼得 仍然在把别国人想成一个很负面的词，但是上帝给他的旨意是，你需要把他们接纳到你生活中，就好像自己人一样。The
insult Greek word is allegos, a foreigner.
在 what word?
Allegos.
What's the language?
Greek.
在希腊语中，对于外，对。
Insult word.
对于外邦人的一个贬义的称呼就是 allegu.
Matthew 28, the word for nation is ethne.
在马太福音28节中，对于国别的称呼是 ethnic.
And so God has brought Peter into a transformative moment, even as he is supposed to be sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以当彼得在这个时候，他是一个上帝信息的传讲者的时候，上帝也把他放到了这一个可以改变彼得的一个事件中。Peter
is so confused.
彼得很困惑。He
says in verse 29, the very last phrase, I asked then why you sent for me.
他困惑到以至于在29节最后，他问上帝：“现在请问你们叫我来有什么意思呢？”
Can we relate to this at all, knowing what we're supposed to do, and yet being so confused that we forget what we're supposed to do?
不知道在座的各位能不能亲身感受到这个感觉，就是你知道你要去做这。 这一个事儿，但是你困惑到了要做的时候，并不知道自己要做这个事儿了。Do you
think of any other nations as allegos?
在我们想别国人的时候，我们有用这样子的贬义去想他们吗？
Do you think of any other people as allegos?
你有把其他的人当作别国的人吗？
Or do you think of them in Matthew 28? As the ethne, the ethnic groups of the world, of God.
还是你是想他们的时候，是把他们想成马太福音28节中，他们都是上帝国里面的一份子，只是不同的人之间有不同而已。
I grew up in America.
牧师是在美国长大的。
As Americans, like all human beings around the world, we have thought in terms of allegos many times.
就像其他在美国长大的人一样，他心中也想过把其他人想过是外国的人。I
was born in 1964.
牧师生于1964年。I
was raised that America was the greatest, is the greatest nation on earth.
他从小到大都被教育说美国是全世界最伟大的国家。Does
this resonate with you?
大家也这么觉得吗？
I was raised in a town, a very small town, where we really look down upon almost everybody else but ourselves.
牧师在一个很小的小镇上长大，那个小镇中就是他们最大，看别人都矮一截。I
became a believer in Jesus Christ when I was 19.
牧师19岁的时候成为了上帝的信徒。And
like Peter, I was amazed to find out that the gospel was for everyone.
就像彼得一样，牧师当时也对，就是福音是给所有人的这一个信息感到很吃惊和困惑。But
this is God's great plan.
但这就是上帝伟大的计划。
That we are all to be brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们每一个人在耶稣基督里都是弟兄和姐妹。
That in Christ we are one.
在耶稣基督中，我们是一体的。
And that we are to do this mission of God together.
我们在这里面是一同去完成上帝给我们的这个伟大的计划的。
And I need you.
牧师也需要你们。
And you need me.
我们也需要牧师。
And this is where Peter is.
所以这就是彼得当时所面临的一个情况。
Caught in a moment where God is telling him that it's not, the gospel is not just for the Jews, but for everyone around the world.
上帝当时给他的信息就是福音不仅仅是给犹太人的，是给世界上的所有人的。
And finally he gets it.
最后他理解了。
The breakthrough happens, verse 34.
在三十四节中，我们看到了彼得理解彼得的那个 aha moment。
So Peter opened his mouth and said，
彼得开口说：“我真看出神是不偏待人，原来神是不偏待人。
”Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears Him and does what is right.Is acceptable to him.
第三十五节接着说，原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
That word nation there is now ethne.
在三十五节中，这里的各国就变成了马太福音二十八章中的 ethnics.
The same word is in Matthew 28.
I translated that already.
Oh, okay. She's good.And so Luke, the writer of Acts, is wanting us to see just by reading this passage how Peter has been transformed.
所以Luke 在这个使徒行传的作者在他写这个书的过程中，他用文字向我们展示了彼得思想的一个变换，从之前的一个贬义的别国变换到了现在的一个平等的这样子的一个词语。
And in verse 44 it says, while Peter was still saying these things, the gospel that he was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell on all.Who heard the word?
第十章四十四节中说，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
Heard the word, akuse ramata.
所以这里的听到这话就是之前的 akuse ramata.
And his companions, Peter's companions, were amazed.
当时与彼得同行的人，他们都为这个事情感到了震惊。
So Acts 10 is not just about Peter being transformed; it's about the whole Jewish Christian church that is forming.
所以，《使徒行传》不仅仅是彼得被受到建造、被改变了，也是当时彼得周围教会的人受到了同样的造就。
The scripture says they were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles.
四十五节说，那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
And Peter's reaction was when he saw the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, we need to baptize these people.They've been accepted by God like we have.
大家如果看第四十七节的话，彼得当时的反应是：这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？所以他的反应是，他们要给这些外邦人受洗啊，施洗礼。
But Luke wants to drive home this point about how important this meeting with Cornelius is to the birth of the church.
路加想在这里写明的，就是写明白的，就是这一个本来我们以为对该塞利亚有造就的这一个会晤，其实对于当时的教会是有一个作用，它就是促使了当时教会的一个形成。
And so, in two other moments in the book of Acts, Peter refers back to Acts 10.
所以在使徒行传后两章的一个。两个地方，彼得两次 回顾了《使徒行传》第十章的这一个经历。
Acts 11 and Acts 15.
这两章书是在《使徒行传》第十一章和第十五章。
This moment is so powerfully transforming for Peter that he doesn't refer back to Acts 1 or Acts 2, Acts 1 when Jesus again gives the Great Commission, or Acts 2, the falling of the Spirit, the baptism of the Spirit. He refers to Acts 10.
这一个故事对彼得的影响之大，以至于他到了《使徒行传》的后面，没有继续去写《使徒行传一》，在那里耶稣给他们了这样一个伟大的使命，或者《使徒行传二》，圣灵进入信徒的心中，而是他写了在《使徒行传》第十章这里对他的一个人生的改变。
Acts 15 is the famous council at Jerusalem.
使徒行传十五章写的是耶路撒冷的那个会晤。
When Paul is called back to Jerusalem to talk about the Gentiles that are coming into the faith, what are we going to do with these Gentiles that are coming into the faith?
使徒行传第十五章记载的是保罗回到教会去和他们讨论，现在外邦人受洗了，他们来到了教会里面，我们怎么样去对待他们？
Paul is receiving opposition from what the scriptures call the circumcision party.
保罗在那里是受到了那些割礼派的人的反对。
These are Jewish Christians who still want to follow the law.
这些割礼派呢，他们就是一些比较保守的犹太人，他们仍然是想一字不差的去，就是去。实行那些律法。
And Paul in his ministry out into the Gentiles has been freed from the law.
但是彼得想去传的这个信息，就是想把他们从这个律法的禁锢之中所解救出来。
But as the circumcision party and Paul argue back and forth in Acts 15,
keep that sentence, please.
Peter.Is called upon to talk.
所以在保罗和这个哥里派在这样辩论的时候，彼得被叫上台去发言。
And what does he share? The story of Cornelius.
所以大家猜一下，保罗当时说了一个什么样子的事例
？And it brings resolution to the council at Jerusalem. The Gentiles.Are to be part of the new people of God.
所以彼得所说的这个，在把这个，所以彼得把《使徒行传》第十章的这个故事跟教会的人分享了之后，他所带来的就是一个教会的转变。教会从此以后就开始接受这些受了洗礼的外邦人。
You would think after preaching in Acts 2.The experience in Acts 10 for Peter, relating that story again in Acts 11 and relating that story again in Acts 15, that Peter would be transformed.
所以这个时候你可能会想，使徒行传第二节的时候圣灵进入到了信徒心中，第十节的时候彼得有了这样一个改变一生的这个时刻，然后十一章十五章他又不停的去讲这个故事，你会觉得啊，彼得现在肯定是传福音啥都没问题了。
But this is Peter we're talking about.
但是大家也了解彼得。
And this is why we love him.
这也是我们为什么喜欢他。
And this is why we love the scriptures.
这也是我们为什么那么喜欢读圣经。
The scriptures show us even the greatest of apostles are not perfect.
圣经告诉我们最伟大的使徒也不是完美的。
The scriptures show that even when you've got it here,Sometimes it takes a while to get here, and they were all susceptible to social pressure.
圣经告诉我们，你可能脑子中记得了这个信息，但是脑中知道和心里接受是有一个距离，是有一个过程的。这个过程是很受你周围的很多因素的影响的。
And so in Galatians chapter 2, beginning in verse 11,
在加罗太书第二章第十一节中，
we get this very interesting story of Peter.
我们又看到了彼得的一个有趣的故事。
Let me read it to you.
牧师将给你们读。
But when Cephas came to Antioch, I, Paul is talking, opposed him to his face because he stood condemned.
第十一章说，后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。
For before certain men came from James the apostle in Jerusalem, Peter was eating with the Gentiles.
因为从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外他就是 Peter 和外邦人一同吃饭。
But when they, the men from Jerusalem, came, he drew back from the Gentiles and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party.
他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到，他这里的他们是指的从耶路撒冷来的哥里派。他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。
And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with Peter, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy.
第十三节中说，其余的犹太人也都随着他装假，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装假。
But when I, Paul, saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, did he catch that? The truth of the gospel.I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews?
但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理，大家看好那个福音的真理，是我们在《使徒行传》第十节刚刚读的那些东西，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说，你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？
And so we see with Peter that the transformation was not complete. He was still susceptible to social pressure.
所以我们看到的是彼得他这个人生的转变还没有完成，他仍然会受他周边犹太人的一些影响。
And so when I go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas and I hear my relatives talking disparagingly about people all around the world and within the United States, what am I to do?
所以当牧师在感恩节的时候回家与家人聚会的时候，如果他周围的亲戚和他的朋友们都在说外邦人的坏，不是外邦人，都在说美国的其他人或其他人种或者是外国人的不是的时候，他该怎么做呢？
First, I am to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them.
所以他第一个该做的事情就是去传福音。
Because without the good news of Jesus Christ,There is no reconciliation.
因为如果没有耶稣的故事，没有这个福音，大家不知道耶稣在十字架上为我们做了什么，就人与人之间就不会有和解。
And I come from an unbelieving family.
牧师生长于一个非基督徒家庭。
But secondly, I share with them the good news, or as Paul says, the truth of the gospel.
第二。Keep going.
That all of us are one and together and unified in Jesus Christ, in His love.
牧师要与他家人朋友分享的第二件事情就是，这里所说的福音的真理。我们都是在基督耶稣里面，我们都是一家人。
But let me be honest with you.
好了，刚刚那些是听着好听的话，现在是真话。
Sometimes I just sit there and don't say anything.
有时他就坐在那儿啥都不说。
and say, what is the point?
他脑子里面就想，这一切有什么意义呢？
Are they really going to change?
那些听到他说，他如果去传福音的话，那些人真的会去改变吗？
And in my worst moments, I say, no.
在他情绪极度低落，啥都不想说的时候，他一般就摇摇头。
But when I'm reminded of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
但当他看见福音的这个力量的时候呢，
I know that it's possible.
他就知道这一切都是有可能的。
And so my message for you this morning,
所以今天早上的信息呢，
is for you to be open to God's transforming power in your life.
今天早上的主要的信息呢，就是我们也应当放下我们对自己生命的这样一个戒备，来让上帝进入到我们生命中来改变我们。
And to do like I do, when a prejudiced thought enters into your heart and mind, you rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们应当做的是，牧师第一个那个例子，就是当你身边的人在说，在对周围的人用一种不好的眼光去看待，当他们在你面前讨论这些事情的时候，我们应该做的就是传讲福音，告诉大家在耶稣里面我们都是一家人。
That you remember the mature fruit of salvation is reconciliation.
所以我们又回到今天主日信息的标题，我们救恩的最后这个果子是和解。
The truth of the gospel is not only reconciliation with God, but with all of us in Jesus Christ.
福音的真理不仅仅是弥补我们和上帝之间的这个关系，更是修好我们与周遭人之间的这个关系。
And let me say this last thing, in a place like Champaign-Urbana,
Please keep going.
Where there's lots of talk of diversity and unity and finding ways to get along.
所以我们看一下我们的香槟，这里有很多不同，来自不同地域，来自不同背景的人，我们都希望在这里可以好好的相处。
Not to be fooled by that, but to realize it's only in Jesus Christ that we can truly be reconciled in love with one another.
但是我们平常在生活中看到人与人之间就是嘻嘻哈哈，就是看到人的时候也会 say hi 这样子的假象，这样子的现象，其实它背后不一定是真的。只有在我们在耶稣里的时候，我们和别人的这个关系才有可能像圣经里面所描述的一样，就是合一，一同敬拜这样子。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for your reconciling love.
亲爱的耶稣基督，我们感谢你啊，赐下我们这和解的和这样有和解之力的爱。
We thank you that you have brought us into your kingdom.
我们也感谢你啊，在我们还是罪人的时候，就把我们带到上帝的国来。
And may you open our eyes to moments of transformation.
求你真是开我们的眼，让我们看到在我们生命中可以与人和解的时候。
To those who don't know you,
与不认识你的人。
And for anything that you would want to make more like you in our own hearts and minds.
或者是在你心中，你想让我们去传福音，去带到你的国里的人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。